This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're a week and a little bit into 2013, so if you don't mind the prying, how you doing on your resolutions? Those who are trying to lose a couple of pounds are increasingly using technology to do it, fitness tracking devices and apps and those kinds of things. A lot of people, though, are going one step further and just doing it on social media, not Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith, though.
Okay, let's do this.
I am at the gym. Specifically, I'm standing in front of the scale at the gym. It is time for the post-holiday moment of truth.
No.
My only consolation, nobody else knows what that number is. But these days, a lot of people are actively broadcasting information like that to their social networks. Using data they get from fitness devices, people are letting it all hang out. From details of their daily workouts, to the number of calories they burn, and even their weight.
So we've kind of turned all of life into AA, is the idea.
James Fowler is a social media expert at the University of San Diego. He says companies have long been mining our data and our social networks for advertising opportunities. But now we're starting to mine our own data and use our social networks for more than socializing.
These effects that we have on one another are so strong. If you have these little nudges that come from your social network, it can be extremely powerful at changing behavior.
It's just a beautiful day out. We'll go past all the construction.
52-year-old Washington, D.C. resident Barbara Talisman is on a lunchtime power walk near the White House.
So across here, so we can stay in the sunshine.
Talisman made a New Year's resolution to lose 20 pounds. So she bought a special armband that measures her skin temperature, heart rate, and sweat levels. And she posts her progress, or lack of progress, to a group of about 10 friends on Facebook.
At New Year's, I said, okay, so you guys are going to be my support group. Yeah, I'm going to post when I'm working out, and you can give me a like or a hey, attaboy or whatever.
In return, Talisman makes sure to encourage her friends' dieting and fitness progress on Facebook, too.
People wearing these devices as badges of honor that they're taking control of their health.
Ivo Stavorek is the co-founder of Body Media, which makes the armband Barbara Talisman wears. It's also featured on the TV show The Biggest Loser. Stavorek says he's been surprised at how eager people are to share their fitness data on social networks.
Losing weight is a lot of hard work. A lot of times it can be a lonely journey. People are using this medium of body data, and they're sharing it amongst themselves and keeping themselves accountable to each other.
Using social networks in this way goes right to the core of who we are, says Deborah Kay, a marketing expert and the author of Red Thread Thinking, a book about innovation.
Man is a social animal. And because we're a social animal, we like to do things in groups. And especially when you're trying to achieve things, you know, you really want to achieve things with other people.
Studies have shown dieting in a group increases the chances of successful weight loss, and dieting with close friends increases those chances even more. It's working for D.C. resident Barbara Talisman. She's lost 2 pounds so far. But there are limits to her social sharing. For instance, she doesn't tell her Facebook friends how much she weighs.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I don't think I've actually ever told anybody what the weight was.
Standing on the scale at my gym, I don't think I'm ready to go there either.
Okay. Maybe my shoes weigh a lot.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.